Saga Egmont presents At the Ocean's Edge by Heather Dixon, read by Leanne Woodward. For Andrew, you're the reason I can write about love so honestly. 1. I have an affliction, although I'm self-aware enough to know that it's my own fault. A self-inflicted affliction. I fall in love way too easily. Whenever I meet someone new and they check all the boxes for what I consider attractive, I almost instantly develop a deep crush. This can be a problem when you're not a hormonal teenager, but are, in fact, a 35-year-old journalist who is supposed to concern herself only with the facts. Still, I allow myself to daydream, turning them into whoever I want them to be in my mind. I let myself feel like I'm back in high school, like it's that perfect but brief moment in your life when your hormones rule everything and your insides churn and your body buzzes whenever you see or speak to the object of your affection. When it's all build-up and not so much action. Any time I want that perfect moment in time again, the passion, the tension in the air, I close my eyes and let myself live it, soak in it, feel it vibrate throughout my body, because it's fun and exciting. It beats real life any day. Then I write it all down in my journal, and my new crush becomes as perfect as I want him to be in my made-up world. In real life, love is messy and complicated, and it often doesn't end well. In my writing, the romance is everything. The guys are heroes, and no hearts get broken. These stories are for my eyes only. I would die if anyone knew I wrote them. Do you really think our readers want to read this? Celine's voice snapped me back to attention. I was sitting across from my boss in one of the hard-cushioned beige chairs she had decorated her glass-walled office with. It was an oddly boring chair choice, considering Celine usually had impeccable taste. She always looked put together, with well-tailored and perfectly fitting clothes draped across her tall body. Her sleek, pin-straight dark hair was cut and styled well. I had never seen her without a red lip. She stood out at the newspaper's office. Everyone else here wore business casual, or just plain old casual. Today, Celine's sharp collarbones showed through the opening of her crisp, white, button-down blouse. Sorry, read what? Celine sighed. She sighed often when she spoke, as if the world around her in general was exhausting. This overly flowery article I'm reading right now. She pointed at the screen of her laptop. I watched her for a beat, since I knew this was a rhetorical question. We've talked about this. Flowery? Are you sure? I felt like I had cut back on the over-romanticizing language this time. It's a roundup of things to do in the city over the weekend. She paused and then frowned, her lips thinning out. It doesn't need all these extra descriptive words. Come on, you're better than this. I'll need another edit. I nodded and shifted in my seat, clasping my hands together. No problem, I'll get right on it. Good, thanks. Anyway, that's not why I called you in here. I should have known something else was up. Celine rarely gave feedback on my articles in person, so I knew there must have been another reason for her asking me to come in for a quick meeting. I didn't go into the office that much, not since 2020, when the world had shut down and management realized that most jobs could be done remotely. This was especially true for writers. People like me wanted to stay home, faces free of makeup and pajama pants on. I lived alone and enjoyed it. I didn't miss going into an office and spending 45 minutes each morning talking about the weather or